Google removes gay conversion therapy app following outcry. By Charlie Nash on March 29, 2019. Google has removed an app from the Google Play Store which encouraged gay people to go through conversion therapy, following complaints from LGBT groups. Google still hasn't removed an app which allows users to report heresy to Indonesia's strict Muslim government. However, nor has the company removed a Saudi Arabian app which allows men to track women and limit their movement. According to Business Insider, Google removed an app called Living Hope Ministries after it encouraged LGBTQ people to seek conversion therapy. The tech giant came under intense pressure to delete the app from the Google Play Store, with a petition calling for its removal receiving more than 140,000 signatures. Business Insider reported, adding that the company consulted with outside advocacy groups before acting. In a statement, a spokesman for Google claimed that the company removed the app after consulting with outside advocacy groups, reviewing our policies, and making sure we had a thorough understanding of the app and its relation to conversion therapy. As of writing, the petition to get the app removed has over 142,000 signatures, and the Human Rights Campaign congratulated Google for removing the app. Google has still yet to remove an Indonesian app which allows users to report heresy to the strict Muslim government. However, and has also not removed a Saudi Arabian app which allows men to track and limit women's movements. The Indonesian app, Smart Pakem, made news headlines last year, yet the app is still available on the Google Play Store. The Saudi Arabian app, Absher, was reported on in February, and is also still available, despite calls from Senator Ron Wyden, DEOR, for Google to remove the app. Last year, LGBT apps were pulled from the Google Play Store in Indonesia amid persecution against LGBT people in the country. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter, or like his page at Facebook.